Good morning, my dear. Shh. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Quite the opposite. I'm here to look after you. I've been by your side for hours. I wanted to be here the moment you woke up. Your mother's getting some much-needed rest. Stubborn woman had been putting it off until she saw you again. That's right. She's now a vampire. No longer human. Sweetie, dry those eyes. A piece of her old self may be gone, but her best qualities are still intact, I assure you. She's still your mother. Her love for you is so strong. Becoming a vampire didn't change that at all. When she wakes up, the first thing she'll do is welcome you with open arms. Until then, my child, I'm here for you. Don't believe me, do you? I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. I do care for you. I do love you. Being my prized possession and being someone I love are not mutually exclusive, my dear. I told you, I'm going to take care of you. Sweetie, if I truly felt nothing for you, I'd burrow my way into your head and remove everything that makes you who you are. Your memories, your desires, your fears, all of it gone forever. Then, mold you into something new. Anything I want. My little housekeeper. My little masseuse. My pool cleaner. So many options. Or I could just leave you as nothing. Lobotomize you. Right now. You think I want you as nothing but my blood bag, my cattle. That is simply not true. I can make it so if you want. But then I'd have to alter your mother's mind as well. And if I did that, then what would be the point of all this? I came back for you. The real you. And I'll prove it. Be still. I'm going to carry you. Take you on a little tour. I need you rested as much as possible. Especially after last night. Running away like that. What were you thinking? How's your neck? Are you in any pain? That's wonderful. The first feeding is always the most difficult. You handled it so well. Which means smooth sailing from here on out. What do you think of this room? My little library. You can see for yourself later today. For now, see that book right there? The blue one. Pull it down for me. Shall we? Shh. Don't be scared, sweetie. Just keep your arms around me. We'll be back upstairs before you know it. Behold, my cattle. Oh, right. You can't see a thing down here. Let me get the lights. No, sweetie. I don't have someone trapped down here. More like 25. Take a gander. They're all lined up, perfectly still, unable to speak. Nothing to do but wait for my next visit. They stand in complete darkness. Nothing but the sound of my footsteps to break the silence. The anticipation of my fangs sinking into their necks leaves them weeping. It's a paralysis spell. I'm no witch or sorceress, but I've learned some tricks in my time. That's right. Fully aware. They can see me carrying you right now. Hear every word we say. Does that bother you? You shouldn't waste a single thought on this crowd. They're all thieves, murderers, and so much worse. They don't deserve your pity. Would you like to know some of their crimes? No? Not even a little curious? As you wish. We'll go back upstairs. Let's wave everyone goodbye. Come on. Bye-bye. Oh, you're adorable. Let's go. See, sweetie? If you weren't important to me, you'd be down here. Forgotten. But you are important. You always will be. Come on. Let's take your mind off what you just witnessed. I think you'll find your room to be much more pleasant. Oh, here we are. So, how do you like your bed? Very large indeed. Let's try it out. Nice and soft, isn't it? Let me join you. Sweetie, I can feel you trembling. Turn around. Put your arms around me. That's it. Now, I'm just going to take my hand and rub your back. Shh. It's okay. I know I scared you last night. That's why I had a plan to help you settle in. But I now see the folly of it. I originally intended for you to wake up right here and be welcomed by a couple of my thralls. Very lovely ladies. To ensure you wouldn't try to flee in a panic, a paralysis spell would be placed on you. Shh, I know. Let me finish. My thralls were to help you relax, put your mind and body at ease, comfort you, and then lots of pleasure all day, every day. A proper welcome to your new home. At least, that was my hope. But your mother said otherwise. She made it abundantly clear the paralysis spell is off limits, and having you wake up to complete strangers would be silly. She's right. It should be me welcoming you to your new home, not a couple of hypnotized comfort girls. You, my dear, deserve genuine affection. And that's exactly what you'll get. Still, you're welcome to my thralls anytime. As much as I'm enjoying this, I'm in the mood to go outside. Hold still. Don't freak out. I'm keeping your naughty parts covered. You won't be needing the rest of your clothing for what comes next. Patience, my dear. Done. Come here, you. Beautiful day. I see the pool's caught your eye. I wasn't kidding when I said I could make you my pool cleaner. Not quite. We'll go swimming another time. I have something else in mind. When was the last time you were in one of these? Then today's your lucky day. Let's get you in. Stay here. I'll be just a moment. Don't go anywhere. I'll catch you this time. Feels good, doesn't it? Let me join you. I'm just gonna get behind you. Sit you down on my lap. And hold you like this. Lean back into me. There we go. Sweetie. This already feels better than I'd hoped. This tub and your scent. I'm on cloud 9. We should make this a regular thing. What do you think? Good answer. Yes? Of course you can. Ask me whatever you want. That's right. I'm never letting you go. You belong with me. You're mine. Forever. Simple. With a spell that keeps your body from aging. There's more than one path to immortality, my dear. It's already been done. While you were sleeping. No, not by me. An acquaintance of mine. Just someone who helped me get this house in order. Moving everything and everyone in. And cost me. My acquaintance isn't one for social calls. But it was worth it to have you here with me that much sooner. and finally have the most delicious drink of my life. Your blood is such a delicacy. Correct. That's why I can't turn you. Turning your mother was necessary. Now, there are no more secrets between us. And she certainly wouldn't have let me drink from you if she was still human. With the gift of my blood, she and I have a bond that can never be broken. The kind humans could only dream of having. They can be so filled with trust issues. I've removed such obstacles from our relationship. You'll see it was for the best. My dear, does it hurt when I trace my fingers here along the bite marks? No, no. I'm not going to drink from you. Not so soon. You would surely perish. However, a small taste would be harmless. Just a pinch on your neck. Something to hold me over. Please. Thank you, sweetie. Let me just get in front of you. You sit back and relax. Just a pinch. It'll only last a moment. Don't move. Perfect. A small trail of blood flowing down your neck. And denying it, my dear. You can't hide anything from me. I see everything that goes on in your mind. Everything. Why don't I just place my hand on your chest and... Oh, sweetie, I can feel your heartbeat. So fast. Someone's very excited. It's okay. No shame in that. After all, I am too. Come here. Give me a hug. I love you. I truly do. I hope you see that now. Shh. Don't speak. Just let me hold you. Let's enjoy this a little longer. Oh, and welcome home.